This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Hopefully your bracket is still mostly intact. This is what I would like to do. Rob so breaks at Carrington. You forgot something. He said it like it was something real serious. And I was like, wait, what did I forget? We checked most of the boxes. We talked MU. We talked KU. We've kept people updated on the NCAA tournament. I told people about the Royals roundtable that's coming up. I did the reads. What did I forget? You didn't talk about Charles Aminahou. I was like, oh, yeah, no, you're right. We didn't talk about Charles Aminahou. He said, let's do it before the hits. I was like, all right, hey, you're the producer. I don't want to. He looked at me in a very stern way. You know Rob on edge. You know he's on edge. His football team was ranked preseason. They won 5 games, didn't make a bowl game. They lost to UNLV in a soccer stadium. Rob's a season ticket holder for KU. He saw 3 home losses this year. He saw him lose in the Big 12 tournament in round 2. His team didn't win a game in the NCAA tournament. Rob's on edge. It's like, all right, hey, all right, calm down. Let's talk about Charles Aminahou. Rob, this just continues the theme of the offseason. They're not saying it the way that they did after they won the Super Bowl back in 2020. But the Chiefs are running it back. The Chiefs are running it back. We liked you last year. We're happy to have you come back on a 1-year deal. Think about the amount of free agents that they've had, who they've said yes to, and who they've been willing to move on from. I continue to think that for the most part, the Chiefs went into this offseason with a plan, and they have almost perfectly executed their plan. They had 2 major free agents. We spent all year debating, well, what's going to happen? Are they going to bring back Trey Smith? Are they going to bring back Nick Bolton? Well, you can't pay them both. They seem to have found a way to pay both of them. They gave Nick Bolton $30 million, and they franchise tagged Trey Smith, and we believe they are going to reach a long-term extension. They also went out in free agency and picked up a left tackle in Jalen Moore. And then when it comes to 1-year deals, they've been just giving them out. Here, Juju, you want to come back? Sure, come on back. Hey, Kareem Hunt, we like you last year. Come back on a 1-year deal. Charles Aminahou, come back on a 1-year deal. Now, I think Charles Aminahou maybe has the biggest room for growth of any of those players that we mentioned that are coming back on a 1-year deal. Now, I understand what the perception is about Charles Aminahou, but Charles Aminahou did not really have a great impact when he came back when looking at the numbers. Charles Aminahou played in 6 games this year. He had 4 tackles when he came back. He had 1 sack when he came back. Charles Aminahou this season had 2 quarterback hits. Now, I understand he came back off an ACL injury. I understand he missed a significant amount of time. And I do believe that Charles Aminahou coming back and the threat of him being a pass rusher opened things up for George Karlaftis and made the game easier for Chris Jones. So I don't have a problem with Charles Aminihu coming back on the team, especially at what they paid him. He is a player who has shown before the injury that he is a capable pass rusher. They brought him in. Cool. Let's see what he does this year. But this is a really important season for Charles Aminihu. I'll say that. This is a very important season. He signed a 2-year deal with Kansas City a couple of years ago. In those 2 years, he was suspended to start the season because of a domestic violence issue that happened when he was on the San Francisco 49ers. So he missed the first, five games of the season. Fast forward to the actual year, he tears his ACL and then has to miss a significant amount of time the next season. He is 27 years old and is coming off a year in which he had one of his worst seasons as a pro, if you were looking at the numbers. So this is a really important season for Charles Aminihu coming up. He will turn 28 in August. You are on a one-year prove-it kind of veteran deal on a team and a system and a scheme that you are very familiar with heading into your third season. And it's fair to say that Charles Aminihu is going to be a starter for said team. Hey, it's time to ball out. It's time to put together a year that can get you a 3-year, $30 million deal. That can get you what we just saw Wharton sign for. That can get you the Emmanuel Ogba deal. That can get you one of those contracts that really sets yourself up. You have not had that yet in your career. Maybe you would argue that's what 2 seasons ago, where he played in 11 games, he had 28 tackles, the most in his career, and he had 7 sacks. Hey, that's a big-time year. If you had done that this past season and not gotten injured, you would have got paid. That's not what happened. This is a not just a prove-it year. This is a show-you-can-stay-healthy-and-go-ball-out season for Charles Aminihu. So that's the top Chiefs news. They bring him back. They bring back Juju. They bring back Kareem Hunt. The Chiefs have, for the most part, decided to run it back, but they have made a couple of additions. They signed Jalen Moore. I really like the Christian Fulton move at the contract that they've picked up. And now I think it's a simple waiting game to see what happens in the NFL draft and what they pick up. They might continue to make some moves of this vein where they pick up some one-year veteran kind of moves, but the big-time swings in free agency are over. Now, I think there is a second wave of free agency right after the draft. There's still a handful of veteran receivers who are unsigned. There's still, we don't know some team's quarterback yet. Aaron Rodgers hasn't made a decision. The Browns don't have their quarterback yet. The Giants don't have their quarterback. So the offseason is not done. But I do think their big swings like Christian Fulton and left tackle, I think those kind of moves are over. And now it's going to be one-year guys that fit the scheme, fit the system, that know the locker room very well. The Chiefs certainly have a type that they are looking for.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.